With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
For kids in poverty around the world, things are still desperate. Join Compassion International with your one-time $40 gift to provide a COVID relief kit to a family in poverty. Text the word GIVE to 83393. That's GIVE to 83393.
He has a tongue like a razor and a mouth like an alligator. He's Bloom Daddy, and here he comes in Hour 3 on the Bloom Daddy Radio Network.
Because I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up, please stand up, please stand up. Because I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating.
8:06 on your Monday morning, Bloom Daddy Radio Network. Top headlines out there. You've got some preliminary studies shedding light on the new coronavirus variants that's spreading around the globe. Three coronavirus variants have already been identified in Maryland. Current vaccines, we're being told as of right now, effective against all the known mutations. Now, doctors are also saying this virus has probably mutated before and likely will again. I want to bring on Dr. Fab Mancini, healthy living expert, author of The Power of Self-Healing. Doctor, these COVID-19 variants, should we be concerned?
Well, that's a great question, and thank you for having me. I think one of the main things we need to recognize is that viruses, especially the RNA viruses, like the flu, the SARS, the MERS, they do mutate, and that's a normal behavior for them. The one thing that we have to keep an eye on and what scientists are looking at is that are these mutations are more likely to spread the virus faster? And the answer to that so far, especially with the UK virus, mutation, the B117, which has become now 60% of the cases in the UK, is that it does spread a little bit faster.
All right. So with that said, you have a lot of medical professionals out there saying that these vaccinations are good for these variants. Do you trust in that?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I've been looking at this and reading all the scientific literature that's coming from different places. And right now, it seems to be a consensus that the vaccinations that have been approved up to now can manage some of the mutations that we're seeing currently. There are some studies that show that there may be the likeliness of less resistance by some of the vaccines that are currently out there with some of the mutations that we're seeing, but they're still studying right now in order to make sure that they can make adjustments for that.
When you take a look at this virus, right now, deaths are down considerably, COVID cases down considerably, hospitalizations down considerably. People are starting to feel like, okay, we can get back to normal. But Dr. Fauci, who I do want to say, in fairness, has been wrong more than he's been right, is saying, no, now not's the time, not the time, not the time. I've got a sister who's just returning from Florida who said it was so nice to be in Florida because it's like life pre-pandemic. People are down there hanging out, no face masks, and Florida has done better than a lot of these states that have been locked down. So in your expert opinion, which direction should we go? Should we look at it and say, hey, look, it's down, we're over it, we got the vaccines, let's get back to normal? Or should people still be, you know, cautious as we have been for the last 9 to 10 months?
You know, right now, I believe that the variants make up about 10% of all the cases. So we know that that's increasing. I believe that we're going to see more of those variants in the next few months. I believe that only 46 million people, about 14% of the population, has been vaccinated. So there's still a lot of people out there. And what I'm hearing from a lot of people is that we still want to maintain the CDC guidelines, which is the masks, the physical distance, and the wash hands. But also, you know, one of the things that I feel a lot of people are not talking enough about is also making sure that you're keeping your healthy living habits. You know, make sure that you're getting proper sleep, exercise, healthy eating, managing your stress. Some people like to take supplements like vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D, and those have been proven to support the symptoms. But I do think we need to be cautious at the same time, especially over the next few months, so we can see how these variants are really going to have an impact in our in society today.
We're talking to Dr. Fab Mancini, healthy living expert, author of The Power of Self-Healing. Doctor, I'm going to ask you a very direct question, and I don't want you to sugarcoat it. And I've interviewed you before, and I know you won't. Okay, so
yeah.
Here's the deal. Once we get through this, do you believe we will have a much-needed discussion on the unhealthy living styles of Americans? We have got an obesity problem. We've got sugar problems. We've got smoking problems. We've got drinking problems. We are a nation of unhealthy human beings through our own choices. And this virus has attacked those individuals, and it's caused a divide between people who are healthy and take care of themselves and who are not very affected, who have gained some animosity towards those who don't give a damn about their health. And now the healthy people have had to be bottled up for over a year to protect the unhealthy, when the unhealthy have proven or shown that they don't give a damn about themselves. So why should I care? Do you see where I'm going with this?
Yes. And I know me for a long time, and I can tell you I've dedicated my last 30 years in inspiring people to put health as a priority. We have seen studies after studies that if you take care of your body, if you take care of your health, you will live a long and healthy, prosperous life. This virus has really made people pause and think about their health. We notice now that over 70% of the people have put health as a priority in their life. That used to be less than 10% before COVID. So we know that that's an aspect. The challenge is a lot of people are not willing to change their lifestyle choices. And therefore, those are the people that are being impacted the most, not only by this virus, but any virus and bacteria out there or any sickness. And we do need to have that conversation, because this is not only impacting our physical health, but I got to tell you, I've been reading some of the statistics of the potential health challenges on mental health over the next 5 years. And it is very disturbing of what people are going to go through when it comes to depression, anxiety, suicides, and all of the things that mental health covers.
Real quick, before I let you go, are you worried about a superbug in the future? Because we have been washing our hands thousands of times. We have been distanced from other people. I just saw a report, Doctor, where kids going back to school, they expect colds to run rampant because these kids have not been around other people. Basically, we've weakened our immune system trying to fight through this pandemic. Are you worried that's going to open us up to something bad down the road?
Right now, I'm very concerned, because these CDC guidelines cover part of the challenge, but it's not really encouraging people to take care of their health and build their immune system. Children are struggling right now, primarily because wearing that face mask every single day in class, it's not healthy. It's not healthy for any child or any adult. We do need to find better ways. And to me, the best way is begin to take care of your health, begin to put health as a priority, and begin to recognize that you do have more power than you think you have when it comes to your health.
Dr. Mancini, always enjoy talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Dr. Fab Mancini, healthy living expert, author of The Power of Self-Healing. Now, speaking of COVID, the first doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine were shipped last night. Nearly 4 million doses shipped of the vaccine. This is the one shot instead of the two, like Pfizer and Moderna. Johnson & Johnson planning to deliver about 16 million more doses by the end of March, 100 million total by the end of June. And I talked about good news. Big decline in COVID cases, big decline in hospitalizations, big decline in deaths since the peak of the latest surge in January. So jump for joy, right? Nope. Mr. Doom and Gloom, Dr. Anthony Fauci, which I don't know about you, but I don't listen to this guy at all anymore. He's saying, don't get too excited.
We have some worrisome variants that are in places like California and New York and others that we're keeping our eye on.
Okay, you keep your eye on it. And South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem.
Don't say it. Don't.
She's so hot. I can't help it. I can't say her name. She's so hot. She told the audience at the CPAC that lockdowns, other restrictions imposed by state and local governments were to blame for the economic crash in 2020, not the pandemic. I agree with her 100%. She said, even in a pandemic, public health policy needs to take into account people's economic and social well-being. It's well said, and it's never been done since the beginning. Fauci and the rest of these guys, they don't care. They're numbers geeks. They're virus geeks. They don't care about the mental, physical effects. Never mattered to them. It's all about COVID numbers, COVID numbers, COVID numbers. And that's been the biggest mistake in all of this. The biggest mistake in all of this. Kristi Noem is exactly correct here. And she's so hot. Got to go to a break. Jeez. When I come back, we're talking death penalty in Cuomo. He's done, brother. He's done.
Prince pulled up a white pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming. It was only just a matter of time. Plenty old enough.
News Radio 1170 WWVA.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy. In case you didn't know, WVU Medicine Reynolds Memorial Hospital has expanded to meet your needs. And when I say expanded, I mean inpatient and outpatient behavioral health with a new state-of-the-art 24-bed unit, staffed with compassionate and experienced psychiatrists and therapists. Also, the most advanced women's care just got better with 3D mammograms and stereotactic biopsies. This is all in an effort to keep you close to home for your health care. WVU Medicine Reynolds Memorial Hospital, delivering the right care at the right place at the right time.
Texting while driving is a serious problem on America's roads. Did you know that when you send or receive a text while driving, you take your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds? At 55 miles an hour, that's like driving more than the length of an entire football field, blindfolded. As a result, thousands of people die every year in crashes related to distracted driving. That's why officers are out looking for people who text while driving, and that's why they write tickets, to save lives. So if you text while driving, you will get caught. And that's nothing to LOL about. You drive, you text, you pay.
RestCare Community Living is the area's largest provider for people with disabilities. Listen to what RestCare employees are saying. Every day is an adventure, and every day I learn something new. This job has changed me as a person. I'm proud of who I am and the difference I make. Don't miss this opportunity to make a difference in your community. Join the RestCare team. RestCare is seeking essential employees. Training is provided and wages are competitive. Apply at RestCare, RESCARE, communityliving.com/.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Careers Today.
This is the McCoy Consulting Scam Alert. Your identity is precious. Never give out your social security number to a caller. Homeowners needing to move or downsize? Find your home's value from the comfort of your home. Send a video or pictures of your home for a current market value to Belmont County's top dollar producer, Karen DeRosa, at Harvey Goodman Realtor. Call or text Karen at 740-296-0062.
Hey, guess what? Just hit Respecs again. As a matter of fact, I'm there all the time because my kids won't quit eating. Hey, it's Bloom Daddy. One of the things I love about Respecs food markets is the hometown feel. Employees who help you find what you need and simply make going to the grocery store enjoyable. And if you don't want to make that trip, fear not, because Respecs food markets has delivery and curbside pickup just for you. Also, take advantage of their digital coupons and app. Oh, and almost forgot, don't forget their lunch meat and deli section. Once again, that's Respecs food markets, St. Clairsville, Wheeling in Bridgeport.
Schlepp's Family Restaurant, Morristown. Stop in today for their signature ribs and chicken.
Car and truck batteries available at Wheeling Tire online at WheelingTire.com.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy for United Dairy. Now, you know United Dairy makes, well, dairy products like milk, ice cream, sour cream, and more. But did you know United Dairy also makes non-dairy products like orange juice, popsicles, and iced tea? If you're an iced tea lover, then you need to drink United Dairy's iced tea. I'm talking not only sweet iced tea, but real sugar iced tea, peach, raspberry, and lemon iced tea, and even diet lemon and diet peach iced tea. If you love iced tea and you love a high-quality product, then you need to buy United Dairy.
Heard the good news about COVID-19 vaccines? They're here, but you can do more than wait for your turn. Here's how. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with. And it's risky to be indoors with them, too. And masks? Well, they protect both the person wearing them and the folks around them. Wear a mask, watch your distance, and make a big difference now.
Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. You passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider that's been helping firms maximize billable hours for over a decade. And until March 1st, get up to $1,500 off onboarding. Visit lexiconservices.com/go to schedule a demo. Contract must be signed by 11:59 p.m. Central on March 1st, 2021. Up to $1,500 off implementation included. Extra charges may apply. Offer valid toward Lexicon's emerging tier only. Not valid on existing contracts. Other restrictions may apply.
Check her out.
Let me holler at you.
Man.
I like that.
When young men turn 18, they think they know a lot about the facts of life. But there are a few more facts they need to know. Fact, you have to register with Selective Service when you turn 18. It's the law. Fact, registration keeps you eligible for government jobs and student loans. Fact, it's easy to register. Just visit sss.gov or any post office. Register with Selective Service when you turn 18. It's the law. And that's a fact.
To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit veteranscrisisline.net for confidential support.
Bloom Daddy.
All right, let's hit your top headlines out there. Let's start with CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conference. It wrapped up on Sunday with that big speech from former President Trump, and he ripped right into Joe Biden. First major speech since leaving office, tore into Biden on issues ranging from the brewing crisis at the border to foreign policy, the reopening of schools, pretty much everything.
Joe Biden has had the most disastrous first month of any president in modern history. That's true. In just one short month, we have gone from America first to America last. You think about it, right? America last. There's no better example than the new and horrible crisis on our southern border.
Also, too, he addressed the speculation that he might start a third political party. He said, nope, that's fake news. Why would I do that? Start a new party, divide our vote so that we can never win? No, we're not interested in doing that. He also ripped some prominent GOP members like Liz Cheney and others who did not back him during the second impeachment. And he says the journey he and supporters started 4 years ago, far from being over. I mean, I just saw a poll this morning, 55% that said they would vote for him for president in 2024. That is Republicans. And DeSantis from Florida, the governor, coming in second way, way back at only 23%. We'll have more on Trump coming up in a little bit. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo trying to explain his past interactions with staffers. You have two staffers now coming out accusing him of sexual harassment. He said, I never intended to offend anybody. I was just kind of playing. It's just my personality. I tease people about their personal lives, their relationships, about getting married, not getting married, just things like that. Here's what I forgot to mention earlier, Otis, about this. If you remember the timeline here, it's important to remember that what Cuomo allegedly did was all after the hashtag MeToo movement. This was after he required sexual harassment training for public employees across the state of New York. So what was he thinking?
He must not have taken the class.
Yeah, he makes everybody go through sexual harassment training. The hashtag MeToo movement was the embers were still red hot, and he's doing this. He's doing exactly what other people got in trouble for. He's doing exactly what he's telling his employees not to do. And now he's saying, well, I was just playing, and he may have been. But the fact of the matter is, he put everybody else through training other than himself. And I do believe innocent till proven guilty, whether it's Andrew Cuomo or anybody else. And I also want to know what Kamala Harris is thinking about this, what Elizabeth Warren's thinking about this, what Hillary Clinton's thinking about this, because they jumped all over Brett Kavanaugh as soon as allegations came out. They didn't want him to be a Supreme Court justice. Christine Blasey Ford came out. She didn't have facts. It was innuendo. It was, well, I think. And they said, oh, this guy's the devil. He should never be a member of the Supreme Court. So what are they saying about Andrew Cuomo now? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Tulane University police officer Martinus Mitchum shot dead Friday. He was working a high school athletic contest at Washington Carver High School. John Schallerhorn, 35 years of age, he robbed somebody out in the parking lot. Then he tries to enter the school to watch the athletic event. They stop him, not because of the robbery. They didn't even know it went down. He wasn't wearing a mask. He starts throwing a fit, gets into a physical altercation. That's when Officer Mitchum comes down and says, oh, let's calm down, and we got to escort you out of here. As he's escorting Schallerhorn out, Schallerhorn pulls out a gun, shoots him twice, and kills him. Then he lays the gun on the ground, and he was arrested. This guy's a prime example of what I talk about. When you've got a cut-and-dry case like this, cold-blooded murder of another human being, and in this instance, a police officer, expedite the process. There's no reason to go through a long, lengthy trial. There's no reason to give this guy meals and air conditioning and heat in prison. This guy should be put 6 feet under immediately.
Where's the big outcry now?
Yeah, no idea. No outcry.
I mean, because, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, both gentlemen were African-American.
Absolutely. Yep.
Where's the outcry?
Black man shooting a black officer. I don't hear any outcry at all. None. We live in a society that just feeds off double standards. Feeds off of it. You see it countless times. I don't care to me if both of these individuals were white.
And me neither.
The bottom line is you murder somebody like that in cold blood over a damn face mask, an officer to boot, you deserve to die.
Yeah.
If
you're a dirtbag, you're a dirtbag. Simple as that.
Yep. Rioters vandalizing several buildings in downtown Portland, Oregon. This continues. One of the largest protests in weeks. Smashing windows of Starbucks, Chipotle, spray painting, banks suck. Please do me a favor and go look at the protesters who have been arrested in Portland, Oregon. You want to see a group of losers? You want to see a group of kids raised poorly by their parents? Go look at those mugshots. Disgusting. I mean, 55 piercings, purple hair, orange hair, tats. I mean, the whole deal. I mean, just no respect for themselves, no respect for society, obviously. This has been over 100 days of this in Portland, Oregon. There's no peaceful protests up there. This is just about, I'm a loser, and I can't stand the fact that everybody else is out there working and actually doing what they should do. I don't want to do it, so I'm gonna show my outrage. This would have stopped on day one if the police would have cranked the batons out and started cracking heads. It would have been over. That's exactly what should happen now. But you know, you got to treat them with kid gloves. You got to try to appease them. We got to hope they just wear themselves out. You kidding me? If you're peacefully protesting, let me say it again. I have no problem with it. You're out there causing chaos. You're destroying property. You're going after other human beings. You deserve a club upside the head, and then you need to go rot in jail for a little bit. But see, when you don't respond to stuff like this, the way I'm talking about, you have 100-plus days of it. I'll go back to when we were talking about parenting. Pain is a great deterrent, tremendous deterrent. Let's go to Melvin in Export PA. Melvin, you want to talk about healthy living?
Yeah, I was just sitting here listening. I had no intention to call him, but you were talking to the doctor about the COVID, and then you had mentioned something about the healthiness of the people of the United States. And you know, I got some medical people in my family, and my mother was one of those people who everybody said, if she gets it, she's done. She's going to die. She has diabetes. She has heart issues. She has lung issues. She smoked her whole life. She's overweight. If she was going to get it, she said, so we quarantined her, and she got sick of it. And come Thanksgiving, she wanted to get together with the rest of the family. Well, she went and got together with the rest of the family, and everybody there got COVID. So long story short, when the first people started getting symptoms, we started loading her up on C, D, and zinc, triple dosing. She didn't die. She ended up in the hospital for a total of 2 days, never went to the ICU, got a little bit of a pneumonia, and that was it. But, you know, everybody, you know, it's a death sentence if normal people get it, and she wasn't even normal, and it still wasn't a death sentence, thank God. But CD and zinc is what did it. And, you know, you talk about a lot of the lives that were lost because of this and that. What about all the lives that were lost because
isolation, desertion. Yeah, absolutely. Melvin, I got to get going. I appreciate it. Diamond and Silk, social media superstars, up live next.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.